Today it's a special day for the church because today the Holy Father initiated the Jubilee Year of St. Joseph in commemoration of 150 years that St. Joseph was named as protector and patron of the church. What can we learn from St. Joseph today, even though he was very little related or revealed through the gospel accounts? But this is where the paradoxical secret of his power or his love or his influence lies. Perhaps not in how history have recorded him to be, but through the fruit that we can see in the life of the Lord Jesus himself. God, our Heavenly Father, chose Saint Joseph in a very particular way to be the foster father of Jesus. Jesus, who is fully divine and fully human, as he grew in age and in wisdom, as the gospel tells us. When he first looked at Saint Joseph, he called Joseph Dada, Daddy. Joseph was that face of the Heavenly Father for Jesus. And Saint Joseph, through his silent example of fatherly love, taught Jesus the love of the Father in a very human way. So that we see this in Jesus' own life, how he was able to relate to the poor, the forgotten, the abandoned, the ignored, the one living on the fringes of our very own society, because he was known and lived a life as a son of a carpenter with little to nothing. A carpenter, not someone who was rich, someone would deem even in our own society right now as a seasonal worker. They would go with little to nothing at times. So Jesus lived not with luxury. The king of the universe, the one who had all the power to choose any way that he would like to live, chose to live very simple, very poor, with little to nothing, so that the King of the universe teaches us that he desires our love, our simplicity, our everything. Joseph taught the Lord Jesus Christ with his very nothingness that what it means to love based on the quality that comes from the heart, not just the quantity of what is given in life. We see in the Lord Jesus Christ that he teach us later how to love our Heavenly Father. That lesson that he taught us, what first taught, what first received, what first and living by how Jesus grew up with St. Joseph in a life of silence that we knew nothing about. But yet we see in the fruit, the product, and the result of the life of the Lord Jesus for the poor, the forgotten, the abandoned, the exiled, those who are being pushed away by society. But Jesus knew, Jesus lived, Jesus received that as the life of a son of a carpenter. And second, we know Saint Joseph to be the spouse of Mother Mary. But we need to remember, through our theological understanding, who is the original spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary? As you have heard in the Gospel reading today, it is the Holy Spirit. Mary is often called the spouse of the Holy Spirit, because through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, she conceived Jesus. And the Holy Spirit chose Joseph to be that a human spouse for Mary, the one who loved her with a chaste love, the one who loved her with his everything. The spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary chose Joseph to be the one to express that human love, that spousal love, that chaste love for Mary. And we know that that chastity is oftentimes ignored and forgotten by our postmodern society. But I can tell you, as a priest, When there's a marriage problem or a relationship problem, family problem, it all boils down to the lack of chaste intimacy. Without chastity, marriage fails, relationship fails, and how we relate to one another fails because we will objectify one another. And our postmodern world have sexualized everything that we do not know what it means to have that chaste intimacy, that chaste love that comes from the heart. But when marriage fails, it's because the two parties, the spouse, can no love each other for who they are. They cannot be intimate with each other from the bottom of their heart. And when those intimacy, when those things lack, then love falls apart. Marriage cannot last. Relationship gets shallow and things get broken. Through the chaste spousal love between Joseph and Mary, strengthened by the Holy Spirit, we can see that intimacy, that love, that genuine and transparent gift of oneself deep from the bottoms of one heart without having to worry about any humanistic, carnal, or any secularistic standards, measurements, or qualities. We see the love that comes from the heart, the love that gives life, the love that respects, the love that continues to be sacrificial. And this spousal and chaste love between Joseph and Mary can be seen in the lives of the saints too. Through 2021 year of the church history since Jesus, we have had many examples of chaste love between saints who love one another because they love Christ. And all of that can be traced back to Saint Joseph and Mother Mary. So what can we learn from St. Joseph today as we begin the Jubilee year? His lesson of nothingness. In a world and age where we so worry about making a name for ourselves, to be a focal point for everything, to be appreciated for every little things that we do, St. Joseph taught us that through our nothingness, through our faithfulness, through our fidelity to the mission given to us by God, God understands, God knows, and we instill, we plant, and we grow the seed of love, the seed of faith, the seed of true sacrifices that can be seen not by the eyes of the world, but will be seen by the ones who love. We can see in Jesus and his life, and his love for the poor, and how he continued to give his life to all. First, of course, by his relationship to the Heavenly Father and his unity to the power and working of the Holy Spirit. But all of that was first and living experienced through the love of Saint Joseph. The love of what it means to be loved by a father. A love of what it means to be loved by a man head of the family. The love of what it means to be nothing in the eye of the world, but have everything in the eye of God, because Saint Joseph has Jesus Christ, who was his everything. That's why he is the protector and the patron of the church. He always protect, always guide us, and always lead us to Christ himself.